Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
About to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Did you guys get a chance to see the state of Ukraine speak? Sorry. I meant the hate of the Union. No. Son of a gun. Anyway, the State of the Union address last night, that was fun, wasn't it? My God in heaven. You know, I would take it seriously, but we're fortunate nobody takes him seriously. So it would have been a whole lot worse had someone more Hitlerian, maybe more mentally capable doing the speech. I'd be a little more concerned about him. And then I looked at the people who do consider his speech to be serious, and they're all laughable as well because they're MSNBC and CNN and all that stuff. What an amazing night. And I'm going to tell you, yesterday we talked about the drinking game. And, I don't know how drunk you got last night if you were watching the drinking game. But I'm going to tell you, if we would have included my predecessor in that, there would be hundreds, maybe thousands of people who would have been had to been ambulated or died of alcohol poisoning last night, because it literally took like 2 minutes, like 100 words in, before he said my predecessor. He said a bunch of times last night. I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like this in my life, and we are going to so shred him for it today. I'm just going to promise you that right now. We are going to shred the old man with regard to this speech last night, and then of course your phone calls are welcome at 800-922-6666. It was interesting. He opens the whole damn thing. The State of the Union, which, if I'm not mistaken, is our union, the one that we live in, the United States of America. And he opens the damn speech with Ukraine. And I went, okay, nothing good is going to happen during this speech. And I was right. It was a crap sandwich without the bread. Exactly what I said it was going to be yesterday. But I got to tell you, the pièce de résistance, which just honestly, it made my day, was what he said about Lake and Riley. And hold on a second. I got to move my camera here because I'm on Instagram Live, and I just realized the fatal flaw of my camera position. There we go. The fatal flaw of my camera position did not allow me to see my mouse. So here is the fatal. This is perfect. This is God with a sense of humor. Now, I told you God has a sense of humor. And this is a cruel joke, unfortunately, because the first time that Joe Biden says the name Lake and Riley, the first time he says the name Lake and Riley, and yesterday they came up with a bill in the House and it passed and 170 people voted against it. And it was to basically, if you commit a crime like robbery in the country and you're illegal, you get booted out of the country. 170 people voted against it because we have a bunch of criminals in our Congress who don't give a crap about you, all right? So he finally gets to the point where he's called out about the name Lake and Riley, and he screws it up.
I'd be a winner, not really.
Here he goes. Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
An innocent young woman who was killed.
He's killed.
By an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself.
Wow.
I understand.
Yeah, they call that insult to injury. And I'm glad that Lake and Riley's parents weren't there. And I don't know what idiot in Congress decided it would be a good idea to invite her parents on the day before the 1 week anniversary that she was murdered. Or no, buried, I should say. She was murdered 2 weeks ago. And some idiot GOP member decided, hey, let's invite Lake and Riley. Oh, really? You know, come on. I mean, do we have to be stupid, too? Do we have to be stupid like they are? Dear God. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, she immediately was upset about that comment. Not because he mispronounced Lake and Riley, but because he used the word illegal.
Dan.
Here's what he is.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
Canada? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
There you go. That's Dana Bash literally saying, oh, no, I wasn't going to talk about that. I was going to talk about the fact that he mispronounced Lincoln Riley's name. And so Nancy Pelosi immediately goes to, oh, yeah, he used the word illegal. We don't use the word illegal. I mean, my God in heaven, if we weren't in such a serious straits, I wouldn't take this seriously. But what a joke. What an incredible joke. And by the way, real quick, I don't know if maybe... Maybe because I worked in music radio for many, many years, and maybe I have a deeper depth of pop culture than most, but I came up with a nickname for Joe Biden this morning, and nobody gets it. Nobody gets it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start calling him Abe Manson, all right? So Abe Manson is the name I came up with, right? And nobody got it. Nobody understood. Do you know understand what Abe Manson is? Anybody on Instagram? Do you know what Abe Manson means? What will I come up with to call Joe Biden Abe Manson? Are you ready? Abe Simpson, Charles Manson. There you go. He's like a forgetful Charles Manson. He's Abe Manson. Okay, maybe I shouldn't even try. I shouldn't even try. I try every day. I come in here. I try to be creative and I try to be funny. And it goes whew, right over the top of people's heads. I don't even. Mary Walter. She's like, I don't get it. I said, Mary. She goes, I never watched The Simpsons. Well, I am really sorry for you then. But anyway, Abe Manson is the new name that I'm going to use. Oh, now I will tell you, there was one line. The entire speech, I don't know if you noticed, none of the Republicans stood up. And I'll also mention that nobody really... mostly in the cheering section above stood up. Did you notice that? The only people standing up were the awful, wretched, putrid Democrats. And I mean that because they're awful, wretched, and putrid people. And they have bought into and supported wholeheartedly all of the crap that Joe Biden has done to the country. So I'm not separating the Democrats from Joe Biden. The Democrats have done this, all right? Joe Biden just happens to be, you know, Abe Manson in front of the whole thing. So I'm not giving them, but nobody stood up, right? Except for this line. This line, I think, finally got a reaction from the Republican Party. Here it is.
Let me close with this.
Yeah. Let me close with this. That's what got the Republicans off their feet when he said, let me close with this. That is just remarkable. Now, another thing that I noticed last night in the speech, we're going to get to all of this, and the number is 800-922-6680. He said last night that he taught the Second Amendment for 12 years. When he said that, my first response was, you're thinking, I know what it is. No, you don't. Generally, if you teach something, you know the subject. That's what I said. I said, wait a minute, hold on. You taught the Second Amendment for 12 years, and yet you know nothing about it. And here's that line.
I taught the Second Amendment for 12 years. None of this violates the Second Amendment.
I taught this for 12 years. I taught. Where the hell did you teach anything? You didn't teach anything. I looked it up this morning. He didn't teach a damned thing. It says here. Let me see. Never taught a single subject or class, though he has been caught lying about teaching courses twice at UPenn. Yeah, he was paid $1 million by the University of Pennsylvania after the Chinese Communist Party gave the University of Pennsylvania a ton of money so we could create the Penn Biden Center, which, you know, I don't even know what the hell's it for. The International Corruption Department, is that what you're going to do? You're going to go there to learn how to be corrupt and sell influence to our enemies and then sell us out all together around the world and make us energy dependent and all of that stuff. Is that what it's all about? Is that what you're going there to learn about? It is remarkable. And then again, I've got a little seg. I don't know if this is all the times that he said my predecessor about Donald Trump. And this was a deep, dark speech. And the fact that he said my predecessor more than any other thing in the entire speech shows that he is terrified of Donald Trump. because Donald Trump is going to win the election. Donald Trump also spells the doom for him, his family, his crime family. A good share of the departments of the federal government are going to be gutted, hopefully, including the DOJ, the FBI, the CDC, the HHS, the IRS, among others. And they're all terrified, and they want him gone because of that. But he did say, my predecessor. Now, the interesting thing about that, you may recall last year, we were inseparable, all right? You and me, if you're a Trump supporter, or an America First person, you and me were inseparable from Donald Trump. But last night, he just decided to cut us loose and just go after Donald Trump. So here's Jake Tapper mentioning he noticed that my predecessor was used a lot.
President Biden, only a few hundred words into it when he made his first of at least a dozen references to Donald Trump, though not by name. He referred to him as, quote, my predecessor.
My predecessor, yeah.
Over and over, and like it or not, I have never heard a State of the Union address that had so many references to the man, the political opponent, President Biden, the president will face on the ballot this November.
Well, because he had nothing to say to us. He had nothing good to say to us. I took some frenetic notes as I was watching this. Started with Ukraine, immediately went to Trump, immediately went to January the 6th, immediately went to IVF, the IVF thing. Nobody wants to get rid of IVF. Knock it off. They're just looking for another reason to bring back Roe v. Wade. It's stupid. And then they had this group of Democrat women wearing white because, you know, I guess, I don't know what the hell, you know, it's for get your abortion or something. White is now the color of killing your baby in the womb. Not sure exactly. Then he went into the pandemic and the mental health crisis that he created. Then he did the vaccine. Then he said we're going to cure cancer. I tell you this, you got about 8 months to cure cancer there, buddy. He said our economy was the enemy of the envy of the world. Maybe the envy of the third world. Maybe. Then he talked about infrastructure because, you know, he's a Rooseveltian, all right? The new Green Deal is just a rehashed 95-year-old policy. So clean energy, tens of thousands of jobs, that's bull crap. Talked about an auto plant in Belvedere, Illinois, or where the hell it is. He talked about the United States getting stronger. He talked about Big Pharma, and the way he's going to beat back Big Pharma is to make insulin cheap while making Moderna and Pfizer so ungodly wealthy. It's amazing. Talked about saving Medicare and Social Security, even though he's been there 50 years and he never has. Affordable Care Act, my predecessor. Cost of housing, he talked about the cost of housing, even though the price of a house has gone up twice. I mean, 100%. In the last 3 years, best education system, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I could go on and on. Everything he said was nonsense last night, but it was angry nonsense. It really was just angry, angry, angry nonsense. But here is, I believe this is all the times he said my predecessor.
Now my predecessor. A former president actually said that. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. President, my predecessor, failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. Past administrations, including my predecessor. Well, my predecessor, many in this chamber want to take this representation.
Maybe he meant he's a professor. That's what it was, because he taught the Second Amendment for 12 years. Maybe he meant to say, I'm a professor.
Prescription drug away by... And if my predecessor is watching, instead of paying... Politics, join me in telling the Congress to pass it. I will not demonize immigrants saying they are poison in the blood of our country.
Poison is a predecessor. Yeah, it was fantastic. So while I do take it seriously, I'm going to shred him today. I just want you to know that. We're going to have fun at the expense of this man. But the great thing is, tomorrow, he won't remember it. So that's coming. I also want to talk, because nobody's talking about Katie Britt's response last night to the State of the Union. I did a poll on it. Let me just put it this way. I did a non-scientific poll on the Twitter last night, and here's what I came up with. I just asked people, I didn't even try to tell anybody, you know, this is how you should feel about it, or here's what I thought about it, or all of that. I got to scroll down because I did a whole lot of tweeting. I was not on the Adderall like Joe Biden. I was just high on life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here's the votes. Katie Britt's response to the State of the Union, great or not so much. Oddly enough, I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but not so much, winning by 77.3% to 22%, which I do believe matched the margin of victory Donald Trump over Nikki Haley in Texas. So I have some thoughts on Katie Britt last night, and I mean, guys, come on. Wow. All right. So we'll get to all of that. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Friday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Lincoln Riley. An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Yeah, there you go. So the first time that he mentions the woman who was murdered, the first time he uses the word illegal about the southern border, he shows how unplugged he is from reality and how little he cares for you and me, and he mispronounces her name. I got to tell you, that is just not surprising. I guess that is not surprising at all. It is really sickening, to be quite honest. The left, I guess, thought he did a good job. Okay, sure. You know, yeah. Add that to the list of things that MSNBC says is awesome, and I'll just say go ahead and keep believing that. Yeah, he really resonated. He really hit the nail on the head with the American people in the middle class. Yeah, man, he really delivered a great speech to the middle class. And honestly, everybody thinks the country is doing great and the economy is awesome. And the border is closed, and, you know, fentanyl. What fentanyl? I mean, come on. Come on, come on. Everything is perfect. Everything is awesome. Woo! Yeah. You keep believing that. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, if you will. I wanted to mention Katie Britt, and I know you're not supposed to criticize. Wasn't it President Reagan said the 11th commandment? Don't criticize conservatives. I'm going to criticize her, and I watched her before at the kitchen table. Saying, hey, I'm Katie Britt, and I'm going to be up here. And then she just, I don't know what the hell she was doing, if she was auditioning for a VD commercial or, I felt like I can't watch her. I can't listen to her speak. It was that bad to me. And, maybe you chew me out, yell at me. I don't care. We can't have this. All right. Where were the women? If you're going to choose a woman, how about Nicole Malliotakis? How about Kat Kamick? Why, and as far as I'm concerned, if she's in the running as the VP, do we really, and I think she's smart, but her delivery is very Kamala-esque, all right? It's very Kamala-esque. But, you know, somebody put it together this morning on the air. I was trying to figure out, what is she like? Is she sounding like a VD commercial? He sounded like a disappointed mom at a kitchen table when you broke a window with a baseball. I don't know what the hell she was. And then somebody put two and two together.
There are empty chairs tonight at kitchen tables, just like this one, because of President Biden's senseless border policies.
Oh.
What would you do if there was a child right in front of you, sitting all alone, crying in pain from hunger?
I can't quit thinking about this.
It's only 50 cents a day.
There you go. I'm sorry. It was terrible. I'm not going to spend all day on it, but I'm going to tell you right now, what the hell were you thinking? Who's in charge of the GOP? Honestly. Did somebody run through it with her? Did somebody say, hey, I think you're, maybe a little too saccharine here, maybe a little too vomitously sweet and all of that. But we don't have time for fails like that. They should have used AI. Maybe they should have just taken Marjorie Taylor Greene's voice instead of hers. Because it was substantive. It's just the delivery. I couldn't handle it. If I were married to her, I'd be like, I'm going to go out to the garage. I'm going to work on some stuff now because I can't take this. I can't take you talking to me like this. I mean, honestly, dear God. That's all I'm going to say about Katie Britt. All right? There you go. State of the Union is not strong. The entire speech was bullcrap. Everybody gets it. 69% of voters in the Wall Street Journal say things are going in the wrong direction. I've heard as many as 77%. The finding was matched by the CBS News poll. 66% say America is going badly. None of what happened last night is going to make it better. His Adderall, or whatever the hell he was on last night, screaming, isn't going to make any difference at all. He didn't make any ground on this speech. He lost ground on this speech. And for that, you should be quite joyous, because the Democrat Party and the media that supports Joe Biden and the Democrat Party look like absolute buffoons. We're going to take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson, and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Because I invested in family farms led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know, we're better able to stay in the family for those farms and their children and grandchildren won't have to leave.
The only bacteria you pass, can I say to winter, and no weed and nobody is going to leave this town. Hell, I was born here, and I was raised here, and that coming, I'm going to die here. And no sailwind and bushwhacking, hornswoggle and crocker.
There's Joe.
He's going to roll away. This is cutter.
Yes.
Now, who can argue with that?
Yeah.
Rabbit.
I'm particularly glad that these lovely children were here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
Crazy old Maurice. He's always good for a laugh.
Crazy old Maurice. Crazy old Maurice.
Yes, crazy old Maurice. But the good news, he won't be the Prezi much longer if we can stop him from stealing the election.
There's a bloodbath coming this November.
Jim Gossett.
All this nonsense we're gonna remember. Trump's polling as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die.
Lincoln O'Reilly, Lincoln O'Reilly, Lincoln O'Reilly.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away.
I was in musical theater, so I kind of like to...
All the polls are predicting a blowout.
I can't help myself.
Nikki Haley's about to get blown out.
And she was.
Trump will win every state, every state's delegate, and soon he will seal Sleepy Joe's fate.
Sing with me!
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a super Tuesday.
It was.
Nikki just isn't appealing. Time to get out. Trump's way.
There you go. There you go. Let's go to Tom in Owings Mills, Maryland. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Blazing Saddles was much more a fire than the fiery speech of Joe Biden. But yes. I had to laugh when you mentioned that the Biden claimed that he owned the Second Amendment, and I thought of his mentor-in-chief, Barack Obama, who was, and I'll put this in quotes, a bona fide constitutional law professor, as he bored us to death with his book, The Audacity of Hope, which would have been better titled, The American People Were Dope, to elect me. But, I mean, all his constitutional talents didn't stop him from trying to transform and fake us out of our constitutional shoes. Yes. So if Barack Obama was the fake news constitutional scholar, Biden is the no new constitutional scholar. Because yeah, I think the guy that finished in the bottom of his class, he might have scraped through the bar exam with some contract tort and criminal law, but constitutional law, that's a tough row to hoe. And I don't think he could in any way be seen as a constitutional scholar.
Of course. And if that's the case, then I guess I have a 30-year degree in political science. You know,
that's a good
Although,
analogy.
I would say I have much more knowledge of political science than Barack Obama does of the Constitution or Joe Biden does of the Second Amendment.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Passing the bar exam is more memorization, so it rewards people who are grinds, not people who have great facilities of intellect.
Wait. Now, hold on a second. Are you saying Letitia James and Fonnie Willis aren't very intelligent people? They just memorize stuff.
Well, when you put your dress on backwards, you know, that might be your first clue.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call, man.
You've never done that, have you, Rob?
All right, man, take it easy. All right, so yesterday he was interrupted from the cheering section. There was a gentleman up there, and we didn't know what was going on when it was happening. His name was Steve Nkui. I believe that's pronounced correctly. It's Nkui, I believe is what it is. I looked up the phonetic spelling. And his son was murdered by a terrorist who the sharpshooters in Afghanistan, in Kabul, saw and wanted to take out. But because Joe Biden's dithering military leaders said, no, don't do it, this terrorist blew up 13 of our soldiers and injured hundreds of people. And he decided he was going to have none of it last night.
All Americans deserve the freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then.
13 Marines at the gate.
Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add.
Now, by the way, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning who is kind of a big deal in the Republican Party, good friend of Donald Trump. And he said that, you know, Mike Johnson wanted decorum. And I said, well, no, I do believe that there was a speech that Donald Trump gave where Nancy Pelosi stood up and tore the speech apart behind him. We have endured every kind of insult and injury, including the summer of 2020, January the 6th, the 1,200 arrests of innocent people for something that was a setup. We have endured censorship. We have been called names. Joe Biden has called us MAGA fascists and enemies of democracy. So here's what you can do with your decorum. Right there. And I was glad to see it happen. James in Catonsville wants to talk about James wants to talk about that. Jamie in Catonsville, go right ahead, my friend. Hello, are you there? Oh no, was it Nick? Brian, I'm confused.
Yeah, there I am.
Nick in Sparrows Point. Nick in Sparrows Point wanted to talk about that. Go ahead, there, Nick.
Yeah, you stole my thunder because you brought up the dad that he was arrested.
No, I set you up because I knew you were going to talk about it. That's why I played it.
Oh, okay, well he faces now 5 years in jail. This is the administration that illegally is in there, and the thing of it is that Rashida Tlaib and all her cronies did an insurrection, and they paid the $100 fine, and they're walking free.
Yeah.
Colbert did the same thing and terrorized Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they walked free, and you're going to arrest a Gold Star father?
Yeah. Well, I hope they do. I hope they go after him. I really do. I want to make him into a martyr. He won't go to jail, but I want to see them poke this pit bull a little bit more, to be quite honest. If they really want to go there with a gold star father, then you just go right ahead. And I'm going to tell you something also. Those jackasses who were out in the middle of the street that delayed the speech by 20 minutes, that is obstructing an official proceeding, and every one of them need to go to jail for about 1,200 days without a trial. And then they need to be overpunished. 100%.
Right.
100%. Yeah. Last night, the positive thing, Nick, is that he looked like a fool. He did nothing to help him. And Lakin Riley's name, that is a historical moment. That the only time he would finally say her name, he's so unplugged he didn't know her damned name.
And he had a fumble for the thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave him, and he still screwed her name up. God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, and I said this on social media. I said, you know what? Sometimes the only people on Capitol Hill with balls are the ones who weren't born with them, and she's got balls.
Right.
All right, bro. Yeah. 100%. Thanks for the phone call. Hey, let's go to you. Bet you bet. Where are we going next, there, Brian? Is we going to Jamie or are we going to Ed? I apologize for the confusion. That's all right, Jamie. Right. Jamie, what's up?
Thanks, my friend. Thanks for taking my call. I totally agree with you that Karen they put on there, Brett, I'm sorry. I don't want to bash her too much, but I wanted to throw a brick through that TV. I want to know who put her up to being on that damn stage, and she looked like a scared rat. And I think it could have been that fat Ronnie McDaniel, because the Republican Party has got all kinds of infiltrated clowns in there that are ruining everything about it.
Well, Jamie, I understand your frustration. I don't have a problem with Katie Britt. I don't. I think her message was fine. Her presentation was awful.
Yeah.
It wasn't endearing to me. It was whiny and saccharine, and that's the last thing we need. Nobody wants to be. She just seemed like she's lecturing. I like what she said, but her over emotive. We need to be strong. We need to be strong to fight this. We don't need to be all that crap.
That's right. I would rather see Barbara or Kim Klasick get up there and give everybody a hell of a whip.
Dude, when Kim Klasick wins her seat in Congress, and she's going to be on our show today, by the way, when she does, she will do the State of the Union. She won't do because Donald Trump will be the president. All right, Jamie. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you bet. Let's try Ed in Tucson. Ed, how you doing, man? Happy Friday. What's going on?
Hey, thanks, Rob. I just wanted to say I watched that speech last night, and it reminded me of my childhood of the old man on down the street that told me to get off his grass all the time.
No, man. It was worse than that because he's... like I said, Abe Manson. He was Abe Simpson meets Charles Manson. He was using words that are very dangerous, very incisive, but he doesn't have the ability to deliver them because he poops in his pants, he can't go up a full flight of stairs. He talks to dead people, so that took away from the otherwise really evil message that he was delivering last night, which offered nothing positive about the direction of the country. It only went after one man, Donald Trump, and then touted successes that don't exist.
Yeah, that's true. It was hard to watch. You can also put me in the not-so-much column for the response.
Katie Britt, it was her delivery. I mean, the message was fine, needed a different messenger or a different delivery. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. Appreciate it real quick. Real quick, I want to mention, if you're going to be cooking this weekend, talking to my producer, Ken Redneck MacGyver, and he's ordering Omaha Steaks every few weeks because he's discovering that it's cheaper to order Omaha Steaks and some of the things at Omaha Steaks than go into the grocery store. And it's Omaha Steaks, and it's really, really, really good. And I suggested to him the Omaha Steaks burgers. What I did when it was really cold is I put them in the air fryer for about 5 minutes at 425, and then I finished them on the grill, and they are fantastic. But now it's warm out, so you can do the Omaha Steaks burger. But I'm going to tell you, a burger that you can taste the burger. You're going to want to taste the burger. It's not just a hockey puck covered with a bunch of crap. Yeah? And then, check this out. Everything on the Omaha Steaks website right now during their semi-annual sale, 50% off. 50% off. And you get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers with qualifying orders. All right, so if you're going to be cooking out, you know, hey, babe, the weather is here. The grill out weather is here. And if you want something amazing, Omaha Steaks is the real deal. I know that. I'm from Omaha. So, again, omahasteaks.com/Carson. 50% off site-wide and 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers, which I guarantee will be the best you ever had. Probably cheaper than Five Guys. I'll tell you that. I got that story later. Just go to omahasteaks.com/Carson, omahasteaks.com/Carson. On the heels of Steve Nakui being kicked out of the House last night when he protested and said his son's name, said Abby Gate and 13 Marines, and was arrested summarily. The other day on CNN, Christy Shamblin, whose kid was also killed, she is a Gold Star mom, was on CNN, and CNN didn't even have an idea that none of the Gold Star families that were killed, that the families whose kids were killed that day, their soldiers were killed that day, have been called by anybody in the Biden administration. And because CNN is so left of center and have no interest in journalism, they were surprised.
You have been critical of how President Biden has talked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Tomorrow, he's going to be addressing a lot of global issues, probably in a State of the Union address. What do you want to hear from him about the 2 years ago, what happened to your daughter-in-law?
I want to hear how he's going to strengthen our armed forces and support them and answer our questions and lead to a thorough investigation like they promised so that we can move forward in a positive way and make it better.
That didn't happen.
President Biden, he's often called the consoler-in-chief.
Listen.
He does talk to families who have lost loved ones because of his own experiences. Have you experienced that from him as you've been coping with the death of Nicole?
No.
Have you spoken to him?
No, he has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House
Wow.
and have never heard back. We
Wow.
asked to meet with them to kind of understand where their thinking was in calling this a success, and we've not received a response. It's been months. No, that's not been our experience at all.
Yeah,
sorry,
absolutely. He's
that.
Not the consoler-in-chief. He's the a-holer-in-chief. I just came up with that. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
Oh,
that's
no.
right. But how many of the thousands of freedom to be safe? And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then, through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add.
Wow. What an epic face plant by Abe Manson. Abe Simpson and Charles Manson. Just want you know, I want to try to see if that'll catch on. Let's make it go viral. Yeah, okay, whatever. Let's go to Joe in Ellicott City. Hello there, Joe. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hi. I'm calling because I could not stand to watch him be complete State of the Union address, but I would dip in here and there. And when I saw him refer to Lincoln Riley as Lincoln Riley,
wow,
and then talk about illegals, I mean, I'm thinking the Democrats must have lost their crap because, of course, they're undocumented non-citizens, right?
Well, you heard Nancy Pelosi on TV afterwards. The problem she had with the Lincoln Riley thing was that he used the word illegal and not undocumented.
Of course.
Dear God, these people have no souls.
Yeah, of course. As soon as I see him, I'm thinking of Statler and Waldorf, the Muppets, the old men from the balcony. Right? Remember them?
Yes, of course. From the cheering section.
Yeah. And I will tell you, as a mother who lost a child, not to violence in anything that's like Lake and Riley, you go through these progressions of your grief, and one of them is the beginning is the shock of it, and then you're surrounded by family and friends, and then this family will get to a point where they get very angry, and they will do something about what happened to her. I know that.
Yeah.
So,
well, Joe, I'm sorry for your loss, but I do appreciate you calling in today and just pointing this out, because what last night was a bleep show. It was an embarrassment. It was awful, and it showed how out of touch the Democrat Party and this man are. Nobody in the place stood up except for the idiots in the Democrat Party. Everybody else did not, including the people in the cheering section. Real quick, we got to go to Christopher in Catonsville. Hello, my friend. Real quick, you got about a minute.
All righty. Well, quick observation there. Amongst all that, I noticed that Joe Biden didn't mention any of the sex trafficking that's going on.
No.
And that's the one thing that I wish it was deplorabella given that speech, but that stood out for me was the description of the sex trafficking and stuff. You know, that's the only thing that really hit me. The other stuff was just all true stuff and everything. And, yeah, delivery is what it was, I guess. I didn't really notice that too much, you know. I wasn't really... You know, where I was just worried about what she was saying.
And then I know.
It was like, ouch, you know. But maybe Florabella would have been like, ooh, wow.
All right, listen, Chris, I got to run, bro. As far as Katie Britt is concerned, I had a good friend of mine. He wrote me, he goes, man, she is really, you know, saying these great things. I said, yeah, she is. Her message was great, but her delivery was insufferable. It was just terrible. It was saccharine. It was I don't even know. It was like the Sarah McLachlan Arms of an Angel, you know, puppy commercial kind of sound to it. Listen, we've got much more to get to, much more fun to be made of with regard to Joe Biden, among other things, on this Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Back in a few. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, so more on the State of the Union, the State of Confusion, the State of Ukraine, including Biden on the border, leaving mouths agape, reaction from Tucker and Victor Davis Hanson, among others, and some great new comedy on this Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.